Chapter 32. The Quarrel. 2. Agamemnon was furious. "Seer of misery," he shouted at Calchas, "never do you bring me good news. Every time something goes wrong, it is my responsibility, and I am the one who has to make the sacrifice. But I will give Chryseis back to her father. I value her more than my wife, but I will do this for my people, as I've always done everything for my people. But this time they must pay me in return." "Why should they have to pay for the greed of their king?" Achilles asked. "They do not have to give you any of their plunder. They will pay you back threefold by winning this war." "Idiot, you want to cheat me and leave me empty-handed while you keep your loot. Fine, I'll return Chryseis to her father, and I'll take your woman in return." Achilles turned red with anger. "Shameless man, I came here to fight for you, and this is how you repay me. Look at you, you never fight. You just stay in the camp, stealing other people's things, like the dog-faced coward that you are. I am the one who does the fighting, but you always get more honor and more plunder than me. If you're going to continue treating me like this, I'm leaving." "Go, then," said Agamemnon. "Desert. You are nothing to me." This was too much for Achilles. He drew his sword to attack the king, but at that moment Athena flew down from Mount Olympus and grabbed Achilles by the hair. "Do not fight him," she said. "He is the king. He has the authority of Zeus himself. Be patient, and you will be rewarded in the future." So Achilles put away his sword. He bowed his head in shame and said, "Take Briseis, but I will never fight for you again, Agamemnon." And so Odysseus took Chryseis back to her father with the proper sacrifices for Apollo, while Agamemnon's men went to Achilles' tent and took Briseis for their master.